You know, there's something magical about the relationship between you and I. I know you don't know me, and I don't really know you, and just so happened to come across each other's paths tonight. And there's something to be said about that, and I don't know if you'll agree with me. And you might think I'm a little crazy, but that doesn't matter. You see, what matters is the now. Not what you knew in the past and what might happen later. It's just now. And now, you see what's going on. You feel it. You feel my hand reaching down your fucking pants, grabbing you down there. Yeah, I know you don't like it. I know it's a little sudden, and you didn't expect your night to end this way, did it? And that's okay. Because what I'm about to tell you is a truth that you can't deny. A universal truth, if you will, if you are willing to entertain me while I entertain you. And I can feel that you're getting harder. You're getting a little more into it. I know, as much as you're trying to push away while I'm on top of you, you can't get away from me. I'm much stronger than you, but you didn't expect that either, huh? Well, you can scream all you want. You really think anyone's gonna come for you? No. They're just gonna think it's another mugging, probably another gang situation that no one really wants to pay too much attention to, because they don't want to be out at the wrong place, wrong time. No one does, not in this area. You should know that. But here is where I fucking rule. This is my goddamn fucking kingdom. I get away with a lot of shit, but they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that women like me are very dangerous. Sure, we can look cute, we can smile for you, we can pretend we didn't hear your cat calls, but what you don't know, is the magical thing about rape. Not penis and vagina rape. Not rape conducted by men like you who are fucking inferior. No. Rape against men, specifically women raping men. Now, I know this is so fucking wild to you, and you're confused, you're a little dazed, your head's probably spinning from getting knocked the fuck out, but hear me out. I know you can hear me, and I can fully understand me. And I know that it's probably a little hard to concentrate because of what I'm doing right now and my hand going up and down your fucking cock while it's getting hard, while I can feel your pre-cum dripping down your cock, lubing it up for me. Oh. As I was saying, there's something beautiful about this. This moment, because no one's ever going to believe you when you walk out of this alleyway, when you go and call a cab home, when you lie down in bed and you start feeling all these thoughts and these feelings about what just happened to you in that alleyway, what just happened to you this evening. You're not going to be able to process it. You won't. By the time you wake up the next morning, you're going to think it was just a bad dream, some fever dream. Maybe you drank too much. Ooh. But when you do come to your senses, when you do start realizing what happened to you, when you realize that the woman gripping your cock, rubbing it up and down, wanting for you to fucking come unwillingly, when you realize what truly fucking happened, no one's gonna fucking believe you. I promise you that. I promise you, no one's gonna listen to you. No one's gonna think what you're saying is real. You can tell everyone. You can tell your closest friends, you can tell your family you were sexually assaulted. They're gonna laugh at you. They're gonna look at you up and down. They're gonna say, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean you got sexually assaulted? You got taken advantage of by a woman? You let a woman take advantage of you? It almost sounds so pathetic, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. You are pathetic. You are a pathetic piece of fucking shit. You're a fucking whore to me. You understand that? No one. No one sees this. No one reports this. This is not on the news. No one's talking about violence against men. Everyone's talking about violence against women. I can even just make it lie. I could just make it all up. I can walk out of here and start screaming and start crying wolf. Oh. It's going to be perfect. It's just a perfect alibi. I was just minding my own business. I was coming home late from work. It's 3:00 in the morning. I had to close up the bar and I was walking alone and this man followed me and he took me into the alleyway and he started raping me. Oh no. I don't know what to do. My life is ruined. I have to drop out of college. I'm never going to be the same. I'm never going to see sex the same way again. I have to go and see therapy. I have to be in therapy for a very long fucking time. But see, that's the thing. Even when you go for therapy, you're never going to recover from this. You're never. And I know it. I'm gonna promise you. Because everyone's going to think you're a fucking liar. You know why? Because I know that you're gonna fucking come. And once you come, you're automatically telling me, your body is telling me that this was all consensual. None of it was rape. None of it was unwanted. You came. You came all over yourself. You came all over my hands. You wanted this. You wanted this, you fucking slut. Oh, men like you are all the fucking same. So come to the fucking idea of being assaulted, of being taken advantage of. Come. I want you to fucking come, you stupid fucking bitch. Come in this alleyway. Come for me. Come on, I know you want to come for me. Oh, you can feel my hand just going faster and faster and faster and faster. Oh, you know, I can make it all the better. I can climb on top of you. I can ride you. And I can make you come inside of me. And then I'm going to walk into the police headquarters and identify you. Oh, fuck. But I won't do that. I won't do that. I don't think you deserve it. Some other poor fucking bastard's gonna come my way and he's going to suffer more than you. Oh yeah, come over my fucking hand, you dumb fucking slut. Oh yeah, that's Yes. Oh, you're coming so much. You're coming so fucking much. Oh, that's so fucking pathetic, you stupid whore. What's that? What's that? Isn't that unfortunate? How life can be for men like you. Well, you better get the fuck out of here. Because you have no idea what else I could do to you.